I'm Celeste Headley. This is On Second Thought. And a quick programming note. Our team will take the next 2 days to spend time with friends and family and our couches. And we hope you have time off to do the same. Tomorrow, GPB will have a special for you all about food, fall, and gratitude. And then we'll be back Monday with an all-new live hour. And maybe you'll take the downtime to catch up on some past episodes of On Second Thought. You'll find our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and at gpbnews.org. Folks who know their way around a kitchen have their favorite products. But when you're a cook who is not afraid to experiment, the possibilities are endless.
I'm making sort of a southern version inspired by these seeds. The seeds become part of the mixture, roasted and ground up with peanuts and bene seed, which is an heirloom sesame. And then we're going to toss all the squash with the green peanut oil from Oliver Farm.
Steven Satterfield is always on the hunt for unique ingredients. He's the executive chef and co-owner of the Atlanta restaurant Miller Union. And I asked him to join me in the GPB kitchen because there's something I wanted to try for the first time.
What we do is we take really fresh peanuts that have been shelled. They aren't green per se. They just haven't been processed and cooked to where they lose their peanutty flavor.
That's Clay Oliver. He's a peanut farmer from Middle Georgia and owner of Oliver Farm. It produces cold-pressed artisanal green peanut oil. And peanut oil is something of a hot commodity in professional kitchens right now. The New York Times dubbed it the South's hot new oil. But I'd never had it, so I asked Steven Satterfield and Clay Oliver to talk me through a taste test of this locally grown Georgia gem. So here's where I gotta start, Steven, because most people will go even to a regular grocery store like Publix, and they'll go to the olive section, and there are so many different oils. There's walnut oil and hazelnut oil, and there's coconut oil and all these different things. And I think that most people default to olive oil because that's what they know, and they're not sure how to use all those oils. So how do you decide one oil over another oil?
I mean, that's a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with flavor profile and what, you know, just kind of what you want to work with. And I mean, olive oil is certainly extremely versatile and has a lot of health benefits, but so do a lot of other oils. And I think a lot of people are starting to think outside of the box a little bit when it comes to the healthy fats. And so nut oils are really great and have a lot of, you know, distinctive flavors. I love the green peanut oil for a lot of different things, but in particular the recipe we're doing today is gonna be coating some fall squash, and it just brings out the nutty side of the squash, and that's why I like to use it.
Because it brings out a different flavor.
Is that
true with pretty much any, what about like pasta? Is it always gonna bring a different flavor?
I think anything you use a different alternative oil on, it'll add a different flavor, but it depends on the medium, so some things would be more pronounced and others would be more subtle.
Okay, so what, besides squash, what other things would we use, say, regular peanut oil, which Clay, you said was a milder flavor, right? You can't, regular peanut oil, you don't taste a peanut.
That's right. Most of your commercial peanut oil is made with oil stock peanuts, which are your low quality, the damaged ones. Oftentimes they have aflatoxins in them, and that has to be cooked out. That's why the peanut oil you get is flavorless, you know, doesn't have much of a smell, and it's generally pretty old, where this is really fresh, made fresh, and from really fresh, high-quality peanuts, and that, I think, is what makes a difference, using the high-quality nuts.
Okay. I think we should taste it.
Okay, let's taste it.
So I'm going to pour you a little taste here, and I'll do one as well.
That tastes like a peanut.
That's what we'd like to hear.
It has like a, to me, I always get at the beginning a little bit of like green bean.
Oh yeah.
And then it finishes with raw peanut. A little bit of sweetness to it too.
Maybe it's just the power of suggestion, but it does seem like you've just taken a vegetable out of the field, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what, it's capturing a moment in time. And I mean, this is pretty shelf stable, right?
Yeah, the oils are stable. You know, they're gonna be different than refined oils, which have been cooked tempered, if you will. Yeah, they'll last for a really long time. That's the purpose of the refining, is to make them shelf stable, where, you know, just like a fresh vegetable, it's different than something that's been preserved or, you know, altered in some way.
Do you have to worry about a peanut oil that, in a way, because it tastes like a peanut, people kind of need to know how to use it? It's not like a bland taste that you can just throw on anything?
Well, I think it gives you a chance to be creative and to flare up some dishes or add a southern twist on things that you would normally use an olive oil or a vegetable oil that doesn't have flavor.
Yeah, and we do, like, we have a salad at the restaurant where we do blanched field peas and boiled peanuts tossed together in a sherry vinaigrette, and we use the peanut oil as the fat, and then we top it with toasted peanuts. So it has like three layers of peanut going on.
Right. Now, we're talking about peanut oil as being a staple of Southern cooking, and yet a lot of people, if they do eat peanut oil, it's usually in relation to Asian cooking.
Or fried foods.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So get us started on what we're making here. First of all, you have a specific kind of squash.
Yeah. So I'm holding a delicata squash. So the skin is very thin. Some people call it a sweet potato squash. You can eat the skin or you can peel it. It's really up to you. If you want a little extra fiber in your diet and you're feeling lazy, go ahead and just leave it on there. And then I've got a cleaver or just any kind of hard, firm, rigid knife will be great. I'm going to cut off the top and the bottom. And I'll go ahead and cut it in half to make it easier to work with. And then I'll split these halves lengthwise. And my goal next is to scrape the seeds out of the squash. Now, a lot of people might just toss these, but I actually like to use them. And they are edible. And just like, Clay presses peanuts, he also presses some seeds for oil as well. So did it start that you were actually fueling your tractors with peanut oil?
Not peanut oil. We wanted to grow sunflowers and turn that into biofuel.
Oh,
I said, in the time period, I started this in like 2008 is when I began researching. And it was until 2012 when I purchased the press. And in that four-year time period, we kind of moved away. Of course, fuel prices went down, so there was a little less incentive to get into that market. And then the food-grade oil kind of just intrigued us. I learned about the cold press technique. The differences between it and refined oils really blew me away. And as Stephen was saying, the chemicals used to extract, to solvently extract it, are very volatile and, you know.
And toxic.
Yeah.
And they go into our food, you know.
Okay, so I'm a pea on your farm, a peanut. Walk me through how I become oil. What happens to that pea?
You're going to be dried down to the appropriate moisture.
Dried up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you'll be taken to storage. First, you'll be graded. You make a good grade.
Yeah.
If you get a bad grade, you go to the refined oil category.
Oh,
you don't
right.
want to
I'm
be there.
Garbage.
That's right.
Okay.
But we need a place for that. We shouldn't just talk so bad about it because
that's
a peanut farmer.
That's true.
It's important to me that we get paid for some things that we grow that may not be top quality. You know, we've
right.
had a lot of drought recently. That affects your peanut crop. So your lower qualities, you do want to still get something for them. And, you know, we can't just fry up all the French fries in the world in this.
I would like to do that.
You know, cold pressed oil.
Okay, so I get a grade A.
You got a grade
awesome
A,
peanut.
You're going to go to what they call your, would be a grade A jumbo, where I get my peanuts from.
Like
they
that.
Go into candy bars such as Nestle, Hershey, Mars, M&M Mars buys from this buying point. So they're very high quality. I select those. We get them from the buying point. We take them to the farm. And this is literally shelled within 7 days or less from the time I pick them up, so they're really fresh. We run it through the press. It
I get
similar
squished
to this,
down.
You're going to get squished.
Yeah.
Crushed down, and
are you
all
okay
of your,
with that?
I guess. Yeah.
All of your good stuff is going to be removed.
Oh, okay.
All of the juice. Then we take that. We let it settle. We clarify it, and we put it in a bottle.
What happens to my husk?
Well, we actually have figured out a way to get enough oil out of the peanut that we can mill it into flour. So we got a defatted peanut flour, which is high protein nut flours.
And it's delicious too.
So you're still chopping up squash.
I'm gonna season it with about a teaspoon of salt. And then we're gonna try this one in olive oil and we're gonna compare the peanut oil and the olive oil and see if we can taste the difference.
Cause you already put one in the oven that had peanut oil on it.
Exactly.
Do you cook, Clay?
As little as possible.
So if you don't cook, how did you know when your oil tasted good?
Well, I still got a good taster. You know, one thing we tasted and we think, hey, this is good. This is different than what we've been used to trying. And it's one thing for me to tell you that, but when you have somebody like Steven to say, hey, this is good oil, mm-hmm. well, then it has some merit to it. So we found connecting with Steven has been just it's a big boost to validifying what we do.
So what I'm going to do with the squash seeds is roast them and utilize them. And I'm going to combine those with toasted peanuts and toasted sesame seeds. And what I'm doing is making a kind of an alternative version of an Egyptian condiment called dukkah.
And, which is delicious.
So it is traditionally made with hazelnuts or pistachios, sesame seeds, black pepper, coriander, and cumin. And then I just have some toasted sesame seeds here. These are Bene seeds, an heirloom African seed that came over with the slave ships many, many centuries ago and have made their way into the culinary landscape of the South. So they've really have become like the heralded sesame seed of the South, of the low country in South Carolina.
So there's this elderly woman that I see sometimes at my library, and she's part of their recipe club, and she said that when people say New South cooking, they just mean they took out the lard and the sugar.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And maybe borrowed from another culture at the same time.
So how does that, do you feel like that's still distinguished as Southern?
I mean, I'm using peanuts and Bene seeds and peanut oil, which are all produced in the South. The squash was grown here. I'm using the seeds as well. So I think it's just a new interpretation of regional ingredients.
To me, this seems like something a more Native Americans would have used, utilizing every part, the seed, the stuff that holds the seeds in together.
Yeah,
and especially with the squashes and and they didn't have a way to extract the oil, so they would have mashed them and cooked it and utilized
Absolutely.
It that way.
Yeah. So squash is about to come out of the oven. Let's just check it and see how it is. Almost ready.
Sorry, what was that?
I said almost ready. So we can taste the one with the peanut oil first, okay? So right now, this is just the squash with just salt and peanut oil on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's got a great sweet flavor. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit of crunch from the skin. Starchy, sweet.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So you can smell this. It's very fragrant with the cumin and the coriander. And then we're going to take that squash. And we're just going to kind of toss this and sprinkle it all over. So what I usually do is just, I'll just be very liberal with this and just kind of toss it so it's really, really well coated, and it's going to really change the flavor of the squash. You'll still be able to taste it, but it's going to have all this other dimension to it now. We're accenting the peanut oil with more peanut. We've got the crunch of the sesame, and we have cumin, coriander, and black pepper. You want to try?
I do want to try.
I feel like the nuttiness really comes mm-hmm. through even more.
Mm-hmm. It's just awful.
It's nice, right?
Yep.
And then you get the peanut flavor really comes through.
Yeah, that's really good.
From what I could see, the writer from the New York Times really felt like green peanuts was an interesting subject because a lot of people don't know what they are unless you're from the South.
I think a lot of people in the South don't know what a green peanut is.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And so it's a term that really, it really just means freshly dug peanuts, right? And so and they have a different quality, and that's like what people that make boiled peanuts, that's what they always want to buy when they're making boiled peanuts because they cook a lot faster. If you buy dehydrated peanuts in the shell, you'll have to cook them for 2 days for them to get tender, you know? So it's like one of those things where it kind of was born out of the boiled peanut tradition, but we're discovering other ways to use green peanuts besides just boiled peanuts. All right, we're going to try this olive oil version just to see if you can compare.
I feel like olive oil is sort of people's default.
I love it. I use a lot of olive oil. It's a great neutral oil. But you'll see it just tastes a little different. It's actually probably a little more savory.
Wow, it's really noticeable.
Yeah, I think so too. Very good
yeah,
with the olive oil, but not the same.
It is not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, nice. Even while we're sitting here talking about how great Clay's green peanut oil is, there's going to be people that are nervous to try it. So give us your best pitch.
I would just say, in general, if there's something you haven't tried and you hear someone like who's a food expert telling you that it's great, then you should try it. You know, don't be nervous. It's just oil, right? What's it going to do to you?
Are you going to be able to outlast the drought here, even if it continues all winter long?
Well, the crop this year is pretty much done.
When do you start planting?
Depending on varietals, you know, people bump up and down weeks, but generally mid-May. Mm-hmm. Mid-May, we're getting it done in May.
So let's hope La Nina doesn't ruin your holiday.
Well, that's one of the challenges of being a farmer.
Yeah. So, speaking of the New York Times, is that as strong as, say, an Oprah bump? Like, what kind of a bump in business do you get when you get
I'm still waiting on Oprah. We're hoping she comes along soon. But really, this is the biggest thing that's happened to us yet in the business. It's just tremendous. We've had some things. We've won awards and got mentions in magazines, and it was great. But nothing like the New York Times. No comparison.
Our thanks to Miller Union Executive Chef Stephen Satterfield and peanut farmer Clay Oliver. If you think you might like to try Clay's Oliver Farm Green Peanut Oil, we have a list of retailers who offer it. It's at gpbnews.org, and you will also find there Stephen's recipe for roasted delicata squash with peanut, sesame, and squash seed duca.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
pork,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat,
you name it!
That's our show for today, but if you're in the kitchen this week and you make something you're really proud of, we want to hear about it. You can call us and tell us about it at 404-500-9457 to gloat about your cooking skills, or tweet a picture of it. That's even better. You can send that to @OSTTalk, or send it to me. I'm @CelesteHedley. For today, that is On Second Thought from GPB News. Have a great holiday.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.